I did not calculate the size. Was not thinking when I pulled my big brain out today. Oh man, I got okay. We're gonna have to have a conversation. My back hurts. This chair makes me sit. Oh shit, that was kind of scary. This chair makes me sit like mad far back, and I feel like I'm lazy, like I'm slouchers, but I'm not slouching. It's the chair. It's the crisscross applesauce chair from TikTok. I should be an ambassador for that damn thing already. I really should. What? Did y'all move the rail? It looks moved. I don't know. Feels weird. Why does it look so dark in here, Susan? Bum, bum. Nah. It's okay. Is it moody or is it? I don't know. Does it look dark? And now I feel like it's blown. Oh, pinga sauce. I don't know. I gotta turn off the autofocus. It really has to stop because it's like way too fucking bright. I'm sorry. I shouldn't even be doing this. I'm on like new platforms and they don't even know that I be on here bullshitting for the first like 10 minutes of the show sometimes. It just be that way. That's life. You know what I'm saying? No, but dead ass. I want to change that. Why is it so high? Okay. It's hot. It's mad hot. And man, hold on. Watch. I'll be right back. Okay. The tap of the face. I can't have people see them tap my face like that. I've never had that happen, so I'm confused. Why? Is it the auto? Maybe we should change that. What's the? I don't even know. Oh, could it be? I look like I'm cooking in here, but that's okay. I'm gonna take that. It's been a long day. You know, the day job thing is, it's fun. It's trying, but fun. All right, let's get into these topics. It's definitely, did he do it or didn't he do it? You know what I'm saying? Welcome back. If it keeps on fluctuating like that, I'm gonna have to turn that off because I don't remember it doing that so much. Does it just keep changing every time? Susan, did you change something? I don't like it. This thing is smothering. Let's get into it. All right, y'all, let's get into the show. If I'm going to get flagged for my own music, I might as well get flagged for everybody else's music, too. So let's do that. It's Tuesday. I missed Monday's show because I had an asthma attack. And now I'm just cooking in the studio because we turned the heater on and we weren't here all day. My
nigga
bad.
X about me.
Oh,
nigga,
wow. That
X
was.
About me. Nigga X about me. Nigga X about me. I'm a hustler.
That's not supposed to be there.
This for all my niggas that's going through the struggle that's on the grind.
Look at my,
all my niggas that ever had the hustle to get out of dollar. This for y'all, man.
It's making me sweat.
Personality change, man. The Kid Cassidy. This for the hood, man.
I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, homie. I got the pride.
I couldn't think of nothing else to play there.
Customers, homie. Fiends open and smoking like a muffler, homie. Niggas phony, so I only got a couple of homies. If you a hustler, I could fuck with your homie. You spend a couple bucks, I spend
oh
a
my
with
God.
Your homie. I get money, I get 20K. I got 20 strips all done, 20 a day. Hey, I get cake from buds of haze. I'm making dubs. They hating cuz I'm on the grind like I'm making love. And cops got the block.
It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? Nah, like, I'm having a good time. Stupid thing on my head, bro. I should have worn a do-rag. I shouldn't have just had this as the... Oh, shit. I shouldn't have had this as my only option. Okay, I got Temu. I can't help myself. All I do is purchase items on Temu. It's probably one of the most detrimental things that I've done to myself as a human being. It's dope, right? It was like $9. It ain't bad. Anyway, I look like I'm sweating profusely because I am. Like, it's been cold and hot. This place is made of concrete. So when the heater cuts on, it just goes and everything gets hot. Let's get into it. Yo, I'm not sure what's going on in Boston. I haven't read much, but I saw the bridge collapse in the middle of the night. Rest in peace to anybody that was hurt, anybody that passed away. Rest in peace to those that passed away. To those that were hurt, you know, I hope that they did get the care that they need. That's, 1:30 in the morning. I'm not sure if they found out exactly what caused it or how it all happened. I'll look into it. Definitely was not on my bingo card for today. Diddy getting hit with the freako is definitely something I want to talk about. I think I was going to cover the house getting raided, and then so much more happened today that we just have to keep talking about it because it wasn't even just that, like, little bit. It's a bunch. It seems like it's just going to keep happening. Welcome to 2024. I want to move those lights, by the way. If we could oblige. Por favor, que la iguana oblige. Please oblige me. They don't like obliging. Y eso me pissing me off un poquito, ¿tú entiendes? No, not a thing. My son's graduating this year, and I'm elated about that, too. I just want to use that word, but it's not working. It really isn't. What else happened yesterday? Okay, before we get into the show, ChatGPT writes the intro. That does not change. That's just how the game is played. Why? Because I love ChatGPT. I actually am trying to get more AI involved in the studio. I love AI in the studio. It definitely makes this job much easier and funner. And when you hear other podcasters talk about how much they spend on things, to know that I use a program that makes me more than what people are spending to make their clips and shit like that. Yeah, AI it up, bro. Yeah, Susan better tighten the fuck up. That's life. But ChatGPT writes the intro, so we'll get into the show. What's going on, beautiful people? How's everybody doing? I wasn't here for Mental Health Monday, so I do want to apologize. Not sure how focused or not focused the light is. There's something going on with my damn studio lighting because we've been moving things around, and I make it look like it's the same spot, I think. I know this new screen is making it funny. But anyway, what? Nah, as you can tell, I'm completely unprepared for a Tuesday. Okay, let's get into our intro. ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. Welcome back, beautiful people. My name is Ksabian. I'll be your host with Talent on Loan from God. Welcome to episode 489, and we're live from Las Vegas. Welcome back to the Ksabian Live On Show, where we deep dive into the pulse of current events and pop culture. Tonight, from Diddy dodging legal blows to a sitcom script that I wrote, taking center stage. And Jennifer Lopez documentary sparking controversy, and we're going to cover it because I think it's amazing. All this and much more. Plus, Mike Tyson is hanging up the gloves on his podcast. I can see that happening, but I don't want it to, but we'll definitely get into that. Apple facing off with the DOJ. Kind of weird. I don't really understand what's going on. Dr. Dre had a health scare that I definitely would like to cover, and that. To know that somebody that's that healthy and works out all the time had to deal with that type of health scare is terrifying. So, yes, we will be discussing what happened with Dr. Dre. Trump's financial woes. Beginning of the week, he owed like 500 million liquid, dropped it down to 146. We'll definitely cover all the political fun. This is the most political theater that we've seen in quite some time. It's nasty what's going on out there. What else is happening? Sony's making their move to Las Vegas, and it's going to have everybody buzzing. Vegas is becoming the new Hollywood. And the fast food world. There's a burger joint in New York City that's paying $25 an hour while the robot does all the work. Let's not forget, IG is limiting your political post. Now, you get to choose, so we'll definitely discuss that, but I think it's very interesting. And, hey, here's a question on my mind because of TikTok. Is Kylie Jenner broke? Is she counting pennies? TikTok has me believing that Kylie Jenner don't got no monies. I'm going to do it. I tried to swing it without you seeing me swing it. Did it work? I don't know. I just pushed the button. Probably not. I don't know if Kylie Jenner's broke or not. I don't know how to feel about that, but I will tell you this. Is it changing? It's going to get mad bright later, and I'm going to get pissed off. Anyway, I don't know if Kylie Jenner's broke, but I really hope she isn't, because that's going to be an expensive fucking mess. Stay tuned as we unravel everything and more. There's so much going on right now that the topics that I had were dope, but like there's so much more shit, so let's definitely get into it. The Boston Bridge last night, 1:30 in the morning, a freight ship crashes into the bridge. The bridge falls like confetti, which is crazy. You know, not terroristic. This was a complete accident, but wow. I don't know. It's really hard to describe. I thought it was fake. When I saw it on TikTok, I thought it was like some joke. You know, sometimes you see like fake lives and people make up some shit, or it's in the middle of nowhere. But to think that that happened in Boston is beyond me. I was just, I don't know. I still can't wrap my mind around how easy it just crumbled. And like how many people were filming, like, you know, happenstance. So many people were just out and about filming that. Well, not out and about. Can't even say that, because like the dude was working there on post or some shit, and like other people were just watching. The lights cut off on the boat. That was the last thing I heard, that maybe the boat had some type of malfunction. I also heard that the boat was in an accident before a couple years ago. Same shit. Hit something else and caused a complete mess. I'm not really sure how boats are delegated. What really bothers me is because the idea that new boats aren't being made, or are being made but not fast enough. Like, what's the demand on cargo ships? I'm not sure what that, I mean, that's niche. It would be a conversation for somebody that's in logistics that could really answer that shit. But like, I don't think they're making boats as fast as we would need them, especially not compared to the boats that are fucked up out there. Like, you don't see no futuristic cargo ships. They're pretty much the same ass old ships. There's a lot of things that aren't changing in this country and in the world, I guess, fast enough to really meet what's happening, because we're so busy dealing with a bunch of shit that we really shouldn't be fucking with. But hey, I put the thing over the teleprompter over the camera thing, and I don't like it, because it looks like I'm going to reach right in front of the lens. Y'all got me upset today. I watched Roadhouse. Can I tell you something? First off, Prime, I thought I didn't have ads. Prime gives me ads right at the beginning. Really weird. They're odd ads. I let it go. We watched Roadhouse. Damn, what a good movie. Like, for the first time in a long time, I watched a movie without no expectation, and it gave me enough. It was not a lot, wasn't much talking, lots of action. I think movies need to have less talking and more things happening. Trust me, it makes more sense when you can really put it, like, if you can show the movie as opposed to talk the fucking movie, it's just more appreciative. Shout out to McGregor for doing what he did. It wasn't bad. It wasn't like McGregor was sitting in there just ruining the movie. He definitely put his part in. His accent's hilarious. Like, that meme is going to go down forever. Where the fuck is everybody? That's funny. That's funny. It was good. Jake Gyllenhaal, he's fucking beautiful. The fucking guy looks like a fucking Ken Barbie. You know how irritating it is to watch that dude age backwards, especially getting older now? Like, I'm looking at myself like, damn, bro, how the fuck is his V so deep? Like, just being honest, as a man, I work out. Probably not hard enough. Honestly, not hard enough. Let me just be honest with you. All I do is run my 4 miles every day and run my mile on my lunch break during my corporate gig. That's it. I'm not lifting weights as heavy as I should be to look like Jake Gyllenhaal, but damn it, I might. Speaking of Prime, we were priming it up this fucking weekend. Jennifer Lopez has a documentary on Prime. This Is Me Now, the documentary, I believe that's what it was. We watched it, and I can honestly tell you, I feel bad for Ben Affleck. When Ben Affleck was like, what you mean they reading my book down there? Like, if Ben Affleck was like Puerto Rican or something, he might have set that whole house on fire. That was this weekend, fucking with that cable. I want the bottom one now. Can we flip it? I don't know what's the possibilities. I just want whatever, just to change it, just because. I don't understand what J-Lo's obsession is with giving everybody her personal life, but I do want to invite her to play my mother in my sitcom, and I just wanted to do that. So I'm patting my own back. I wrote a sitcom. I've been working on it, and I put it together. I have 5 episodes. I have a character. I have, you know, co-stars. I think I have something here that I might be ready to bring to the table and try to really make it come to fruition. I want to go take a couple of pictures of locations and try to really put it together. It's going to follow a guy that comes from the Bronx in the early 90s. To Las Vegas, East Las Vegas to be exact, and he's trying to open a salsa club. Now, I'm trying to keep it old 90s sitcom, so I'm going to try to make it funny, not too serious, and I want to have fun with this, and it's going to lead into other shows, I would hope, because I have a couple of things that I've got. I write a lot, and when I get into my bag and I get a little something going, I got fire. And at the moment, I'm excited about it. I'm more excited about writing this screenplay, I guess you would call it, because I'm not even a screenplay writer. I, to be completely honest with you at this point, now I got to like learn how to really put this together so that I can pitch it well. But I'll keep y'all, you know, updated, and we'll see where it goes. Honestly, I don't even know. I wrote it, and I couldn't believe I put together so many things so quickly. And I was like, wow, this is actually not that hard. But anyway, we'll get into more of that as we proceed. Mike Tyson's ending his podcast while he's getting ready for the Jake Paul fight. I think he's going to beat the shit out of Jake, but I wonder why he's ending the podcast. And the podcast space is changing. It's exciting. See, the thing is, finally seems to be reaching the boiling point. And to be completely honest with you, I don't think that Bridget Kelly is a good person. I'm just going to keep it a buck. I think Bridget Kelly in that relationship was a bad person. I think she was talent and was not an owner. And I don't think Bridget Kelly understands the concept of being a boss. I think she's definitely entertainment, especially the way that everything is coming out. Yeah, she's using words that don't make any sense either. So the thing is, breakup is definitely mind-boggling because it don't add up. You were help. You were hired help, but you wanted to move like a boss. Good luck with all that. Good luck to Mandy. You know, I fuck with y'all. I just have to. The lineage. You know what that is. Apple's being sued by the DOJ for a monopoly or antitrust. The idea that Apple's being sued by the government for breaking antitrust is beyond me. But I mean, I understand it, I guess. I just don't know when it became illegal to start something that was exclusive. Like, being a part of the Apple network is exclusive. Being within the Apple network is exclusive. Why is it becoming one of these? Why is it becoming that Apple not allowing other companies to be a part of Apple's ecosphere is slowing down technology? I don't get that. I want to see more. I want to understand more. And I want to see what exactly transpires. What happens? Does Apple have to sell their hardware? Do they change it to Android? Are we going to do that? Are we all going green bubbled? What does this mean? Somebody with a bigger brain explain this to me. It has to be bigger than mine. Yesterday afternoon, Diddy was hit with the FRICO. If you don't know what a FRICO is, it's a RICO charge for SA. And I can't say that on these platforms. But yes, Diddy's homes were raided. The homes, yo, the fact that they were waiting for him at the airport, that's nasty. They got Diddy's sons on tape. They raided all of his homes. They were waiting for him. They watched his jet have an erratic fucking flight pattern. They tracked the jet down to the Bahamas. They found his drug mule. I mean, there's a lot going on. And if you didn't know, let's just be 1,000% clear of this. Once the feds come, they know what you did. It's not a question. They're not wondering. They're not curious. It's not even a matter of, oh, do we think you... No. They know what you did. They just want to make sure that they have it confirmed, locked, and sealed. Do you think the feds are going to run into Puff Daddy's house without having every single I dotted and every T crossed? No. This is high. Bro, literally, Puff is like, I mean, royalty in hip hop, and it just overnight, over with. Overnight. Could you imagine if one of these fucking warrants or any of these search warrants had any just error, anything missed? This, it would blow it all up. So this was perfectly executed, and they know something. They're not looking for nothing that they don't know that they have. It's just kind of confirmation at this point. And it's scary because all the houses, all the kids, and the plane, and the dude that sold his drugs. Damn, my nose arches. That's what's really crazy. Like, why did they do that to the drug dude? Like, he didn't even do nothing. But I'm not going to get into too much of the Diddy's nastiness. We'll get into these stories that we do have, and I'm going to start the show off with a little bit of, it's not negative news, but just pay attention to your body, because it's definitely going to be, it's going to be necessary at these older ages that we're reaching. And I just don't even know how to look at this, because I thought Dr. Dre was in amazing shape, and it's kind of terrifying to know that someone that works out and eats well can still suffer from these types of medical emergencies. This story is out of the Los Angeles Times. Dr. Dre hospitalized for a brain aneurysm in 2021 was a harrowing experience that included three strokes, over a two-week period. The legendary producer recently said, "It's just something that you can't control that just happens. And during those 2 weeks, I had three strokes." He said on March 14th episode of the SiriusXM podcast, This Life Is Mine with James Corden. You know what's scary about Dre having three strokes back to back? Like, that's a thing in men at that age. Strokes, aneurysms, blood clots. You got to have all your tests done. And even with the tests being done, even what Dre says, you know, you're not necessarily going to be completely equipped for what may happen. As Dre says, I just woke up and I felt something right behind my right ear, and I almost felt like the worst pain I ever felt. Then I got up and went about my day. I thought about that. I just couldn't lay down and take a nap. My son had a female friend that was there, and she was like, nope, we need to take you to the hospital so they can look at this. They took me to urgent care. I got to the urgent care, and they were like, nope, this is serious. Next thing you know, I'm blacking out. I asked questions like, what could I have done to prevent this? Nobody could give me an answer. I had no idea I had no idea that I had high blood pressure or anything like that because of my healthy shit. I'm lifting weights. I'm running. I'm doing everything I can to keep myself healthy. Would that have prevented it if I worked out harder, if I ate different, or if I would have done anything different? No. Things like this are hereditary. High blood pressure is hereditary in black men. That's just what it is. They call it the silent killer. You just have no idea. So, you know, you have to keep your shit checked. Shout out to Dre. You got to check your vitals. Do your Googles. I work in the medical field now to a point, and I mostly contracts in that aspect of it. But our company is preventative care, so I'm always inclined to tell people to have their checkups and make sure that you're getting your yearly exams. Make sure you're getting your prostate checks. When they do these checkups, they actually remove growths inside of the body that may need to be removed. When colonoscopies and things of that nature. There's many different tests that you can do to make sure that you're well. They're scary as fuck, okay? I did mine last year. I did like a full everything. They did the bone density scan. They did the full 100 panel, broke down everything. No cancer, this, that, and third. It's terrifying, but you need to know like your lipids and all your numbers. Hey, the older we get, we should be able to really have these conversations and be aware, especially as men, because women's health is very important as well. But men's health in this case is something that we're speaking of, and I want to make sure that men aren't afraid to ask for help. I come from a generation. Right before me was a generation of men that never went to doctors. And there's a lot of men in my generation that still believe in that and don't move in the right fashion. I myself am a victim of that. I do a lot of virtual shit. I don't go into doctor's offices unless something's fucked. I don't ask for help until it's bad. But make sure you on your checkups, get insurance, make sure you're taking care of yourself. Health is expensive and life is long. Everybody says life is short. I can tell you life is long. 65 is a long way away. And 70 from 65 is almost 30 years, I promise you. I'm not there. I don't know. I've just seen it. I'm just telling you from what I see. It's a lot. What else is going on? Donald Trump is definitely in one of the most interesting court cases, and just one of the, this is one of the most interesting political plays that I've ever seen. This is something different. They're suing him left and right. Do you understand that Donald Trump is getting sued right now and prosecuted basically for something that real estate agents, realtors, investors, homeowners, kids, women, men, no genders, different ages, everybody does this. If you buy something for $5 and you're selling it, you're going to say it's worth $7 and sell it for $6 and you made a dollar. Is that illegal? Why is it illegal when somebody does that with a home or with a loan? Here's just a bit more information to understand what happened here. Donald Trump fluffed the prices of his properties, which is not illegal. I'm sorry, it's not. They want to make it seem like it is. What he did that was illegal, or which they're trying to prosecute him on, because I still don't see how this is illegal. If you convince the bank that your property is worth $1 million and they give you a loan, which would be 80% of whatever the value is, or, you know, whatever the math is. Let's say they give you 60% of the value, right? You need $500,000. So your goal is going to be to oversell this property to make sure that you get that $500,000 loan so that you can do what you need to do to make your property bigger, better, et cetera, whatever the case is for you to get that money, right? If you can convince the bank that the property is the price that you say, why is that illegal? Because that's what happened. And people do this every day. So if Trump gets in trouble for this, do we all get in trouble for this? Because how do we know the true value of anything? The value of something is what someone's willing to pay. And I can sell anything in the United States of America for whatever the fuck I feel like, because that's what this beautiful country lets me do. Do you understand that can't nobody tell? You can sell a house for $10 million. It may not be worth $10 million, but you can fucking go right ahead and write that shit down. Can't nobody tell you no. You might not get it, but there's no law that stops you from doing that. And that's what this is. Trump got hit for $500 million liquid. Over $500 million. People that got $500 liquid were looking like, I will never give you $500 liquid. That's $500 million. People don't see that money ever. Nobody, bro, when I had my furniture store, I was as wealthy as I had ever been. And I liquid was probably $2,000 thick all the time. Like, that was like my basics, was $2,000. And we were making probably 50 or 60 fucking thousand a week in the store. But liquid, how? I'm spending money on trucks, payroll, keeping the lights on, rent on the fucking building, insurance, blown tires, buying more furniture to sell, marketing, this, that. Like, that shit was going crazy. I was still doing music. I was living poor. Imagine somebody that's in the billions. A lot of these people don't have money. They put their money to work. No one has liquid. When they say, Jay-Z's a billionaire. Yeah, he doesn't have $1 billion liquid. He would have to sell everything at the perfect time, every time, to reach that billion liquid. It's a big, big difference. So asking someone for $500 million should be illegal. Stories out of CNN. Donald Trump received both a lifeline from the, what, really? Y'all gonna spell that wrong? From the courts Monday on a trial day for the first criminal trial of a former president in the U.S. history. A pair of rulings that hit home with a legal whiplash consistently surrounding him. The fucked up thing about this is that it's unprecedented. Because it's a former president. And then what they're trying to get him for is anything. And they're just shooting in the dark. The twin ruling Monday, which came roughly within an hour of each other, hit the intersections of challenges to Trump's... what? Who wrote that? Okay, I'm not going to say all that. Trump had two cases on Monday. They both hit at the same time. His team went to work immediately. Now, here was the good thing about what happened. They tried to paint Trump out as a liar because of what he did. It's really hard to do that. And they're trying to challenge his image and frame his business as an empire of, what do they call that? Is it a house of cards? Is that what they call that? Or is a straw? A straw man? They're trying. That's it. The straw man. They're trying to say his business is a straw man and that basically Trump doesn't have anything. It's all bullshit because he overinflated these loans to make himself a billionaire. So, of course, when the rulings came in on Monday, both his teams went to work. For Trump, however, the most significant ruling on Monday may have been the New York Appeals Court allowing him a Yo, bro. Okay. In regular life, people don't get hit with these fucking absurd amounts of money. But on Monday, the appeals court in New York allowed him to post a reduction of $175 million. $175 million. It's a bond. As he appeals his $464 million New York civil fraud judgment against him. His adult sons and his company. The whole Trump corporation is being hit with this. And I'm just trying to paint the picture of how... Bro, Trump was talking about selling Trump Tower in Vegas, getting rid of this, that, and the third. Even if he would have sold half of his shit, he wouldn't have made $500 million liquid. It wouldn't happen. There's just really no way to put this in like words because in all honesty, it's bullshit. So if you believe that he did something wrong, then you're going to agree with it. But if you look at it and you go, yo, this ain't working. No, actually, it's like 60 degrees, but it's hot in here. My bad. And that's the funny thing about Trump is so polarizing that no one, you just got to be kind of the adult in the room. Do you really think that he broke a law or does it look like they're fucking really, really just doing a wild goose chase? It is not hot in Vegas. I promise you it's mad cold in Vegas. And it's hot in here right now. The goddamn heat keeps cutting on and I'm sweating like a Puerto Rican fucking. Anyway. The Trump case frustrates me. Because this should be something that we should be upset about as a people. They're literally prosecuting a former president over bullshit. And every chance they get, they try and it fails. They finally get something to stick and it's a bullshit charge and we're okay with this. Like, how or why are we okay with this? Doesn't make sense. Sony's coming to Las Vegas. It's becoming Hollywood in a big, big way. I thought the studios were really going to do, or not the studios, excuse me, the stadium was going to make changes, but COVID made a lot of changes in Vegas, and people don't want to admit that. The stadium was open at a perfect time. Like, Allegiant Stadium couldn't have been stood up, opened at any better time. COVID hit, that shit flew like hot fish grease. It's amazing what they were able to accomplish in that space. That was a dirt lot for many, many, many years. I don't think anybody thought that would be what it is. And the amount of money that it's making is spectacular. I didn't realize what it could do. I was not paying attention to it. I was so busy with everything else. I don't care for stadiums. Like, things that big, pause, just don't sit in my brain because I don't see myself ever filling up an arena. I don't have any intent to. I don't even know if I could produce a product that would even get me to that type of stage. I've done big shit, but I don't think anything I do is that big and there's no need. It wouldn't be a good product. But bro, Vegas during the time period of COVID to now, Vegas is literally flipped upside down. New properties everywhere. The housing market is shit, but the new properties everywhere are basically keeping the city alive and keeping everybody afloat. Fountain Blue, Resort Worlds, all the new, literally all the new structures, the Hawaiian Market going down. They're building some new stuff there. The Red. Man, is it, there's like the Strip is booming. When it comes to that part of Vegas, it's amazing. The housing market, falling all over the place. But as I was saying earlier, I wrote a sitcom kind of inspired by this news. And it's exciting. Sony's coming to Vegas. Like, Vegas will be the new Hollywood. And the location that they're putting it in is great because I can leave my house literally on a longboard and get to the studio. You know how exciting that is? Sony Studios, their new Las Vegas Sony Howard Hughes studio is within longboarding distance of my house. I'm so excited. Like, I literally don't even have to skate. Like, I'll leave my neighborhood and just coast down the sidewalk, wait at a light, cross the street, and then pull into the studio lot. I can't wait. I'm so excited. So the story's out of 8 News now. The Clark County, excuse me. If you don't know the area was just zoned for housing like 3 months ago. This just happened. So that's why this is kind of big news as well. 8 News now is the Clark County Clark County Zoning Commission voted unanimously on Wednesday morning to support plans for a motion picture studio to be built on 30 acres in Summerlin South, bringing the project closer to reality. The commission reviewed the plans for a 13-structure proposal to be built on the site of Flamingo Road and Town Center Drive. Damn, why did I say that out loud? The height of the location of where the buildings were presented to the commission and how the buildings would be used. They're going to be beautiful, big, giant studio buildings, and I hope they don't have any poles in the middle so you can do all types of cool stuff. The buildings will include indoor stages, production offices, workshops for building props and stage equipment. Bungalows? Ooh, we're going to party. Conference room, flex spaces, and storage. There will also be a back lots, and the tallest building will be 4 stories, and it'll reach 79 feet. That's really not that big. They should really go bigger. If you ask any movie star, this is in quotations from David O'Reilly. If you ask any movie star, any producer, any director, or anybody where they want to film, they're going to say Las Vegas any day of the week and twice on Sunday. Bet your bottom dollar on that. You understand? Everybody's coming to Vegas. They're snapping checks and cashing necks or whatever they're doing. Just shout out to them. I don't know. I want to get into this whole screenwriting and I want to play with whatever is coming. It sounds fun. I never thought about doing stuff like this, but fuck it. You're only getting older. Might as well try something new. There's really no doubt that Vegas will change after this because I think the influx is going to be 10x. Right now, Vegas is number one on every single list for people to move in. It's kind of sickening, like not in a good way. I really hate the fact that people keep coming here because they've made our little city into this fucking hot mess. Let's talk about this robot diner in New York. So out of the New York Post, this New York fast food worker. See how much they make? These New York fast food workers are making $25 an hour plus benefits, and the robot does half the labor. Employees at one of Manhattan's hottest new takeout spots have it plenty good. They're pulling down $25 an hour starting. Plus, they get sick leave, paid vacation as soon as they start, and stock options. I'm on my way. But if you stop by Colonel, a vegan restaurant now open on Park Avenue, am I going to give their address too on 24th Street? Really? That's what we're doing? Is this an ad? You'll notice the usually unusual small number of staffers at the counter going out. Let me say something. The burger joint in California, do we know the name? Could somebody find that? Because it'd be nice if I had that. The burger joint in California that the wife and husband started, that they didn't hire anybody, the robots do all the work, that shit was genius. This doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand why they're paying these people so much to just stand there. Staffers at the counter going out of their way to leave a lot of work to one seemingly tireless coworker. Yeah, no shit. Everybody stands there while the robot does everything. Meet the future of fast food, or so former Chipotle CEO Steve Ellis hopes. The former burrito bigwig has plunged $36 million into his meatless venture, pause, $10 million of it from his own pocket, betting that what customers and employees want is a less interactive and better prices, or less. I mean, is that what we want? I think we just want good food at a good price. I don't mind robots. I don't care for the vegan food or the weird put together 3D printed meat. Not my thing. The idea of robots doing basic fucking flipping burgers and putting burgers together, they can do that. I don't think that's a hard job. I don't think people need to do that. It'd be nice to just have people standing there and get paid for that. Not $25 an hour. Do you know what type of precedent you're setting for $25 an hour and they're not doing nothing? When I had my warehouse and we had furniture, we only had 2 levels. To go any higher than that, it would require those stand-up loaders, not loaders, excuse me, the stand-up forklifts that go up like 50 feet. Those shits are expensive. So I wouldn't go any higher than 2. That's all we did, 2. It was easy to get to, and that was it. If I had the money, I would have had GPS mapped out my whole warehouse and just have robots running it up and down and got rid of everybody in the warehouse. That shit's expensive. But if you're going to do a burger joint, this is how you do a burger joint. I promise you that's how you do a burger joint. Now, if you're on Instagram, you're probably not seeing any political news, or you're probably seeing too much and you're wondering why. Well, they actually are now giving you the option to get rid of all the political jargon and bullshit on Instagram. Stories out of the hill. Instagram has moved to limit political content to users now having to go into their settings on the app and turn on the limiting feature. This is pretty awesome. Flip the switch, no more political stuff, or at least less of it, right? Users of the popular social media platform now have to go into their settings under content preferences and click political content and choose the option to not limit the content from the people. Or, I mean, if you, how bad is it? Is it bad where it's like overload on the feed and it's all you see? So flip the switch. You won't get the political content. And as of right now, Instagram leaves it on. So basically you'll get political feed coming down. Let me see. You won't be receiving. Okay, this is actually pretty good. When you do flip the switch, it'll limit the political content from people that you don't follow. That's actually really good. That I understand. Instagram announced back in February that it would no longer proactively recommend political content. In quotes, we want Instagram and Threads to be a great experience for everyone. A post on an Instagram's blog from the last month. Oh, what? First off, can somebody tell me what a fuck Instagram posts on X and why they have blogs? I don't get it. If you're watching too much political shit on TikTok, there's no switch. If you're watching too much political shit on Facebook, you're lying because they don't let you talk about anything on Facebook. They're fucking full of shit. If you're on Instagram, good for you. I don't even know what it's like over there. So push the little button so you don't see any more political stories and you don't have to deal with any of this. I promise. I, myself, love all the political shit, but I got in trouble for all of it, so I just stopped talking about it. I used to tell y'all all the time what was going on. We used to cover all the political stories. I used to come out here and sacrifice myself for that Trump story shit. People would look at me crazy. But anyway, nah, dead ass. You know how irritating it was that we used to come in here and do our real estate segment, our money segment, and then our political segment. And little by little, I got told I couldn't do, I was a fucking realtor, a licensed realtor. Facebook wouldn't let me post my realtor content. I was trying to sell houses at the time and they would limit my content. Then I would talk money. Why? Because I was a realtor trying to get people to buy homes. So I was helping people to fix their credit, get their shit together and come buy a home. Couldn't do that either. They started to flag that content. Talk political. We have to talk political. It affects our money. It's our life. And why can't we? We're adults. This is the show that never ends. That's why I do this, so that we could talk about stuff. I don't like the news. I don't like how everything is always so negative. So we try to keep it fresh. But they don't let me talk about much without flagging my shit. I'm just being like honest about it. So I try to sprinkle it in. And I might have had some ads in there today. I don't know. Appreciate y'all being here. How y'all like the hat? All that shit Loner was talking, but he only said it was dope. You don't think it's dope? It looks dope. We can shoot the fair one in the alleyway, whatever the fuck Crip Mac would say. I told my son, I don't cuss at my son. I want to show y'all something. I don't cuss at my kids. Hold on. I want to show everybody. I promise y'all, I don't cuss at my kids. But is it going to focus? This is what I said to my son. I'm not playing. I was so dead ass. This was earlier today. Because his ass ain't sending me his books. I don't cuss at my kids. I know, contrary to belief, people may believe that I'll be sitting there cussing at my kids. I don't do that. But I'm going to beat his little ass, even though he's bigger than me. My son's graduating this year, and I just found out that he ain't paid for his classes. Money that I gave him, which is frustrating, right? We're definitely trying to get things structured. If you didn't come in at the beginning of the show, I wrote a sitcom. I'm 5 episodes in. I'm going to go start taking pictures of locations so that I can write better for what I'm doing. And I hope it goes somewhere. I hope y'all support me because I wrote the fuck out of this. And Loner don't believe me, but I'm not working on music. I thought I was, but it didn't work out all the way. I started working on music. Couple songs. I got a whole album to put out with 4 singles, and I'm scared to put it out. So maybe this weekend I'll put it out because I'm going broke and need money. That's a good reason to put out music. Hello, rapping to pay the rent. And if this sitcom shit takes off, we might really be doing some things. I don't know. I just want to have fun with it. But as always, let's play some music and get me flagged. Should I play some happy music or sad music? Either way, it's going to be my music. Hey.
All these young boys want a million views.
Hold on.
On God.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah. On God.
All right, we'll leave like this. All right, yeah. Y'all. That was the show. Thank you for being here. Sorry I wasn't here yesterday. I promise you I'm trying to be here. This whole corporate thing is really whooping my ass.
Why we gotta start like this?
I love doing this. She know that I appreciate y'all.
My shorty the shit.
Hey.
We started to kiss. She hit me with this. She gave me that name. Ooh, she gave me that name. Trying to suck soul out of me.
Saying that she doing this cause she loving me.
Like I'm a one and only.
All right, y'all. Hold on. Again, thank you for being here. I appreciate y'all. It's always a good time when y'all around. My name is Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you.
We ain't the same. We ain't the same. Something special that come from the pain. It come from the pain. Like that one tag. You know where it's at. My hand to the back.